Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Special Meeting Budget Workshop Number One, Tuesday, January 14th, 2025, immediately following the town, the AP meeting at the town hall in Zoom. And first up is the fire marshal's budget presentation.
A couple modest changes. The fire marshal's office chair software and fire department, ESO.
Yeah, come over here, Bill. You don't have to yell.
They really don't throw stuff at
you. You're saving it for him.
I'm sorry, can I get the name?
William Call, fire marshal.
Thank you.
C-A-L-L.
Thank you.
You can sit if you like, Bill. There's a chair there for you.
Anyway, so there's a couple modest changes. One is we share ESO, which is an incident reporting for the fire department, and additionally use it for data storage, maintenance records, and also inspection reports. So we had a request to move some monies over from other accounts to cover that fee. So basically $700 for that fee. That's that. Questions on that?
Is there any questions on that? No.
Well, I'm just a little confused on the drop decision package. It says supplies 300 to cover fire marshal portion of ESO software. Oh, wait, and then you've got another 300 under. So 300 is under supplies, 300 is under equipment.
Into the communications.
So, and you said set. Oh, I
$600 total. Sorry, I think it was seven.
Yeah, you did say seven. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Sorry, can I ask another?
Sure.
So, sorry if you addressed this. Why wasn't it in last year's budget?
It wasn't
as a line item. But it was paid out of the fire marshal's budget. You did a transfer.
Okay.
Been in a contract for about 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, the line item was just zero last year.
Okay, next.
Next, there is a request for $2,000 the payroll for the fire marshal's office. I did have a report that finance ran at the midpoint, 12/31/24. It's going to be tight, but we talked about roughly 12 hours a week. That has to take into consideration callbacks periodically. And also, what Jim and I talked about is like 3 or 4 weeks vacation I can take without really impacting the budget. However, if Deputy Marshal Wish is covering me, then his callback monies will come from the fire department budget. But I think it's going to be a little tight, and that's why I'm respectfully requesting another $2,000 added to the salary account.
Any questions on that line?
So wait, I'm not properly understanding what the difference is between last year and this year. Like what the difference in operations is. Nothing, we just think maybe we underestimated for this year. Is that?
It's going to be tight. There was, it's $25,000 for the year.
Right.
But like I mentioned, it's going to be a little bit tight. There have been a couple extra callbacks so far this year. Okay. But also what I'm trying to say is, even if I work my 12 hours, there's going to be callbacks, but if I take my vacations, I think it was twice last year I was on vacation that Deputy Marshal Fish got called back,
okay,
and his pay comes out of the fire marshal's budget.
You know what a callback is, Amanda?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I can, you know.
If we have a scene, a situation going on that requires fire marshal to come to the scene and do some investigation, that would be a callback. There's an automatic 4 hours on that.
By statute, all fires have to be investigated by the fire marshal. with statute. So
yeah.
Now, to control that, Fire Marshal and I work very closely together. If we get a minor car fire, or a minor incident, we'll do it by telephone and we'll submit paperwork to them to save the 4 hours coming back for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understood.
No, it's communication.
Perfect. Thank you.
4 hour minimum? Is that what I think it's three? Yeah. 3 hour minimum?
Yeah.
Is it three or four? Bill?
Four. Yeah. I thought it was four. Yeah, we're cognizant of that, working with it. Now, I will also say in his defense, since he's taken over Fire Marshal, no disrespect to the last ones because all the duties it did, a lot more inspections are being done on the state of the place. That's under the guidance of Jim, you know, initially getting him set up to give him direction where to go. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next. That's it. Is there any other questions for William Carr? Very good. I think you're relieved.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, next, we're looking for Carrie. Is she here?
She's online.
Oh, hi, Carrie. How are you? Senior Social Services and Public Health.
I'll start with Senior and Social Services. There aren't a lot of changes this year. The two biggest areas are payroll and the repairs and maintenance, which are the repairs and maintenance is the line item for when we need to service mainly the vehicles. Our general inspections, but also any of the repairs. And as the fleet ages, we're seeing more expensive repairs. We had increased that last year, and I've already had to do a budget transfer this year for that line item. So that's where I see it falling short again. So I did increase it by another $1,000, but did take off of some other line items to make up for that. The other area is payroll, because obviously the van rides are variable, but they are trending upwards. So it's going to be a little bit tight this year. So I'm gauging that based on anticipated ride usage for the coming year.
Is there any questions on that?
So we negotiated supervisors contract in the last spring. So, and I think Carrie was in that.
Yes.
So Carrie, does this increase in the payroll reflect that negotiated number?
Yes, it does. All other staff members are non-union, so they reflect the non-union rate.
So the non-union increases and the union increases are both in the 176.43.
The request for payroll line is 170.
170.
Correct. And 170. That is included in that 170. Correct.
Union and non-union.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Amanda, do you have
that
a
question? That was my question.
Oh, okay.
How is it differ from the prior year?
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Carrie, how many more hours, if you know off the top of your head or have it in your records, how many more hours of rides did you try to budget for in that 170,643?
So that's based on an anticipated average of about 30 hours a week. I know the trends vary throughout the year. For example, right now our numbers are lower, and that's typical with winter in general. I did include my statistics from the last fiscal year. We were at almost 1,400 rides last year. I'm anticipating at least that this year we were over 700 by halfway through the year. So I'm expecting between 1,400 to 1,600. That's driver hours. So that's kind of where I'm basing it on, the number of hours anticipated per week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amanda?
What about the physicals that the drivers have to take, because you've been seeing a lot of those physicals. I don't know who's who on the AP report, but I've seen a lot of physicals pop up, probably some presumably for Fire commission.
What's but... been for the fire commission?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Are we building?
Drivers also. Drivers also. Carrie can answer that.
Yeah, yeah, we have had a few that have been. It goes under other professional services.
Okay.
I think we've had maybe three this year. That's included in that number, and that's been okay. Fine to cover those. No problem.
Thanks.
Ms. Finch?
Yes.
Carrie, for some of your programming, have you had to rely more on the generosity of the Bolton Seniors Inc.?
They do subsidize a huge amount of our programming, especially, you know, things like the holiday party is very expensive. We wouldn't be able to do that. They do make up the difference in cost. So they have been taking on generally four events a year, and that does significantly impact what our supply budget would be if we were paying for that amount of food.
So I'd like to thank and compliment that nonprofit because that is a relief to the town budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Next on your list.
If there's no other questions, I just have the public health.
Okay, and there's no other questions then? No other questions.
And public health is the Eastern Highlands Health District contract.
Yep. That's pretty stable, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Any questions on that?
Are we still providing a desk?
A desk?
Office and desk for the Eastern Highland?
I believe so.
We are hot racking desks at this point. But thank
you.
Yes.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that for Jim Lorsch.
Oh, for a new office in new town hall.
just helping out.
Okay. I think that takes care of Gary's presentation tonight. Is that true? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, I think Amanda has one more question.
Go ahead. Okay, if you're still here. I know we get the services from MAC, right? And so that includes access to food pantry and Operation Fuel. I know we have our own food pantry that seems to be utilized quite frequently. Do we provide Operation Fuel services or access for our residents, or no, we have to refer to MAC?
For Operation Fuel, we have to refer to MAC.
Okay.
Their and food then, pantry offers more fresh foods, okay. You know, produce, dairy, meat, etc. that we don't supply.
And then I think last time we asked, they came and presented data, but it wasn't specific to Bolton. Like, they're not collecting the number of residents specifically from Bolton that they're serving. Does that sound accurate?
They did present the data last year. I can ask again this year.
Yeah, that would be helpful for us. Thanks. Sure.
Any other questions? Thanks again.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Next on the list is the Fire Commission.
John Moranis, Chairman of the Fire Commission. Got a budget here to present. And I'll give it to Lou Stinson to explain the questions you have.
Good evening. Tonight we've got Deputy Chief Matthew Ferreira, two lieutenants, Lieutenant Jason Vincent, and Lieutenant Melissa Leggett. I believe you got a budget package in front of you, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions? It's a simple one to hear. Historically, for the last 12 years, you provide us a 3% increase on payroll and proficiency. There's only one line item we're looking to address this year, trying to stay with your zero budget, which is going to be difficult, but working with the town administrator and first selectman, we've done very well in the last year and a half. I know there's zero budget after presenting to the department. The only line item we're looking to change is on physicals.
Amanda, you brought the subject up. Physicals are required by OSHA once a year for our members. OSHA has come out as I provided some documentation administrator with a 450-page document of updates. Amanda, in your reading, and I've got it here for you if you'd like. Size 4-5.
Looks familiar. I've read a lot of those. Not for OSHA, but.
And this goes into things where OSHA really is concerned with fire brigades, all fire brigades, whether it be injuries, slips, falls, overexertion, contact with objects, structural objects, extreme weather exposure, firefighters, physical and mental health, training, a lot of training, and facility requirements. Not to get into those, if this is passed, there is an awful lot of opposition to this out there. But I put in $10,200, roughly $600 or $780 per interior firefighter, 14 members at this point in time, to increase the budget for $10,200. I've also put a note in there, probably read it already, Bob. If this OSHA thing does not go through, $10,200 goes back to the town budget. Do you have any questions?
Will you find out on the OSHA?
When?
Yeah.
We have no idea. I do know that Connecticut is an OSHA state, and we've been given by direction right there 6 months after bed OSHA comes out to comply. To comply, you're going to see a lot of fire brigades going down. Cannot be in the requirements. It's all for the safety of the members. 100% agree with that. I sit on a council board for the state of Connecticut. There's 5 of us. I had another one today, 36-year-old gentleman. But stand by and see.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
For payroll, under your comments, it says that you will table this for now, waiting for the future strategic plan comments. So does that mean you're not asking for the 3% now?
No, 3% is included in there. There's other employee considerations that were greatly discussed last year.
But what do you mean by what are you tabling then?
The conversation that was had last year, option number 2, Amanda, maybe you can help me out there.
No, I remember that. Okay. It just was not clear from your note here. So thank you.
That as an option, and I was working with the town administrator.
Okay.
Question.
Is there any other questions?
Mather, any questions?
Not right now, Mel.
Sure.
Mr. Moore. I'm a little slow on a draw tonight, so please forgive me. As I understand it, that regulation, when it kicks in, they allow you 6 months.
Fed OSHA is allowing the states to have 6 months. States that are not OSHA states, it is enacted right away.
Okay, so Connecticut is an OSHA. So it means this is their proposal, correct? And like anything else, it goes through that process. You have a gut feeling as to what where I'm going with this thing, quite honestly, I'm gonna be upfront on this. I always do on the budget side.
Yep.
Do you think that there's something that would be implemented in the calendar year 25 as opposed to maybe starting calendar year 26? In other words, would it be, when we get down to crunch time on the budget thing, can we look and see if we have an indication of if it's going to start midway, then it's half that amount, 5,000. That's where I'm going with this thing.
The proposal was originally started, I believe, in February of 2024. Mm-hmm. There were multiple times deadlines for rebuttals to this.
Yeah.
Multiple different agencies, Connected Fire Chiefs, which I'm very involved with, National Volunteer Fire Council, IEFC, IFF, they've all opposed us, multiple departments. That process was started in February, went to a cutoff date of June. Then they put it in October, then they went to November. When it's going to be enacted on, I don't know. If, to your point, calendar-wise, okay, if we say April of this year, we're January right now, they put it in back in April, it's going to be in October. They do it in September, then it's going to be in March next year.
Okay.
To your point for dollars and cents for the budget, if that's going to be the case, all of our physicals will not be due. It's annual physical, and we've got a cycle. Each one of the members have a cycle and it's due. So it may be half of that comes back.
Yeah.
That money will not be spent on anything else other than physical, and I will return that line item back.
Oh, I didn't say that. I wasn't questioning that. I was just really trying to put things in perspective as to, you know, the realization of when this thing would kick in. So there's no litigation right now of somebody trying to slow it down or,
that,
you know.
That period has stopped. In November, that period ended.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's all up to OSHA right now.
All right. Thank you.
So you currently, Amanda. You currently have all your members on a schedule for.
Yeah.
Every one of my members is 36 members that are OSHA compliant with physicals. And women's right, that individual is off the line. Yep. 365 days is the schedule for OSHA. If you haven't got your physical in 366 days, you're not responding to the fire department.
So if they say we're going to pass this, then they've already had them and you just work them into their schedule?
That's what I'm believing it's going to be, sir.
It's not going to be okay. Everybody's going to start October 1st. Boom.
The medical facility on here is going to handle that.
Right. No way.
No. All of our department members, so dump them right on, so we've got to have it done in 30 days.
No way.
Oh, okay, so it would be a percentage that just falls into the category.
That's my belief.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense.
It is a government organization, though.
Yeah.
So going to the proficiency fund, we passed option one last year, and I believe while it was a different option than the option two that had requested more money, there was some thinking behind option one that it would increase the number of volunteers who attended a certain number of calls.
Yep.
Did we see any changes from the prior year because of the new proficiency method that you guys implemented?
We never worked closer to anything. Okay. In 2022, we had 532 calls. There were 1,883 responses by members. In 2023, there were 574 calls, 2,255 responses by members. This past year, 587 calls increased to 2,427 calls. Attendance is up. The program is working.
And an increase in calls.
Pardon me?
An increase in calls, too.
Only an increase of their 13 calls over last year.
Right.
So they have another 200 or roughly 200 more responses by members for 13 calls. Yep. I'm pretty happy.
Chief, one of my observations, you know, as you know, I get all of your calls that come across my phone, and I tune in when it's something I think is important enough for me to do so.
Yep.
But it seems to me that the number of retones and mutual aid calls has also gone down this year.
Yeah, I hate that retone. I hate retones. I did retone recently. We had an incident in one of the that was 7:30 in the morning for a
master.
What is
retone?
Pardon me?
What is retone?
Call 911. Dispatch center puts out a series of tones to alert the whole fire department that we have a call someplace. When that goes out, we have a subscription. It's called Active 911. It pops up on every member's phone.
Regardless of if you need it. If you need to be aware of it, is that your plan?
All members and getting are alerted to it because I never know who's available or not. Also on that list is the town administrator, the emergency management director, the town highway foreman. And up pops a report that say, hey, we have a call, a BLS call, basic life support, 70-year-old female with back injury, can't move. If a member can go, they push a button on here, tells me where they are, and I make a lot of decisions by that. And it tells me the members that are going, who the member is, what their certification is, if they're drivers, et cetera, if they're going to the scene, if they're going to stand by, if they're going to be at the firehouse, if they're going to pick up an apparatus and drive.
So why would something come in that way instead of like a regular dispatch? Or does everything come in that way now?
Everything.
Oh, okay. It made it sound like retones were some different type of.
So retone.
What did let's you hate
say
about
for
it?
Instance. No, let's say for instance, maybe you saw it on TV recently. I think I sent you copies of this. We had a call in town for an unresponsive individual. Myself and another individual got on the scene and started CPR on this individual. When there's two of us and there are two more coming behind us, for this particular situation, CPR, I need some more people. Need a lot of people for that. I did a retone, which meant another alert went out to say,
got it.
We need more people.
Got it.
If we go to a to Jim's point retone, if the dispatch center, who has this program also on one of the multiple screens they have up there, notices that I've only got two service people or support people coming and not an officer, after 3 minutes, and we made this change, I sit on the board of directors at TN, we made this change in 3 minutes for response to the public, and we do a retone.
Okay. So the decrease in retones indicates that more qualified people are coming initially.
Okay.
You're exactly right. Exactly.
Which means better service to the town of Bolton. Right.
Yep. Right. Now, that is, talk about redundancy. That's one way we are alerted. There's another way. It's called a alpha pager. And I took it out of my pocket tonight, but I also have it on my phone two different ways. So I get two different alerts. You know, every call, one system goes down, I get another one. Most of my members in the department have that system.
Yep. That's a great education for the board. Thank you.
Like they gave the first selectman a tour of service 3040 of the day.
Yeah.
The amount of equipment that's on that particular vehicle. And that's
kind of fascinating. It's like a sardine can. Very similar. Without the oil.
Yeah, there are no electric boards or wire connectors in here.
Your system has come a long way because originally tone would go out. And you had, but I had no idea who was responding unless they went on the air.
There was my telephone. There's a siren and a telephone.
Well, right. I'm not going back that far.
Oh, that's when you begin.
That's when I, yeah.
Technology helps.
My mother used to make five phone calls.
Yeah.
Don't be blurs of fire.
Yeah, we know. I was there. I used to get them. But no, even using the pager system and the phone system, it's come a long way. And the last element that you've added to it, where you can identify who's coming and where they are, that's critical to whoever's in charge of the call.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That system also tells you where water holes are, landing zones, important things.
It even gets as far as free plans to tell me what a building's layout is, what apparatus should be coming to it. We get assignmentized. It gives me a complete list of every chemical in the building, how to deal with it, all on my phone.
Yep. It's great for the members too because they can see what's going on.
And if
it's a small event, they don't all go.
The deputy's got it. Right. Yeah. If he's not around, the lieutenants have the same thing. Yeah. Redundancy you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other questions?
No.
So the big debate on this one is OSHA.
She was always a circuit debate.
So I think we're
down to one more.
Conservation.
It was shorter than I expected.
Well, thank you all for coming and supporting the budget workshop, and hopefully, you know, work right through the system.
Thank you. I want to say, I've had a conversation with Jim Rupert and also Rodney about payroll in the past. That you folks at this table made decisions on. Made decisions at an audible meeting being recorded. The minutes do not reflect what you wanted. I'm in the process to go back and review with Rodney and Jim and make some changes on payroll, the finance department, get that up. So, very careful on approving your minutes if they're not what you actually said. Watch that. That's all. Thank you.
I'm sorry, can I reference which meeting that was for the minutes?
Oh, you know which meeting it was that you were referring to?
Can I tell you for sure?
Yeah. Justin. I'm sorry?
He's checking.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Bruce is working on it.
And I will just say you're a little difficult to understand. So, Jim, I may have you review my minutes to make sure I got everything accurately.
Not a problem.
It's harder to hear from the crowd.
It's a meeting, February 21st meeting, 6:30 p.m. at the town hall.
February 21st?
Workshop number 7, special meeting. Okay.
221?
Pardon me?
221? February 21?
Yes, it was.
February 21st, 2024.
Thank you.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Absolutely. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go home and get us. Go home and get some rest. And I'm going to request a non-call night.
1.5 hour.
So last but not least is the Conservation Commission.
Thank you.
We have a representative for the Conservation Commission. Does anybody have any questions on the Conservation Commission budget?
Yeah, since the explanation for the increase isn't actually an explanation, what's the real explanation for the increase?
Mine is some to protect a significant resource.
Well, he does explain
he
it.
He does, yeah.
It's the
I was confused by that.
It's protecting water quality of Bolton Notch Pond,
which is owned by the state.
So, what is it actually paying for? Testing?
It's professional analysis of water samples. It's at the top there, up here.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so, this is something that we haven't historically done, or that's just increasing in price.
So they do some testing when they do their assessments, but I don't, you know, and I'm sure they've probably done an assessment in Railroad Brook, but I don't know if they've ever done an assessment in Bolton Notch Pond. Typically, they're doing vernal pools and shallow moving water.
Okay. So it would be a new body of water being tested.
Correct.
Okay.
And I guess I'm in reading between the lines since he says that's the only cost would be for the analysis. I'm guessing that volunteers might be actually taking the samples.
They do their own water sampling.
Yeah, because they're doing that at the lake.
Right, because they do that at the lake, at Bolton Lake now. They take their samples and they drop them off at Phoenix Labs, and those get paid for out of the the selectmen's budget.
Testing what?
Wait, what comes out of the selectmen's budget?
The testing that they do at Bolton Lake.
Okay.
Actually comes out of your budget.
And which?
Not the town.
Which budget?
No, it comes out. I think it comes out of the professional and technical line.
Okay.
Which flushes
out. They did make some reductions in other places to try to help cover that cost, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. And the payroll increase is.
And I think it's anticipated for, board clerks.
More time.
Yeah. So we typically give some wage and consider wage increases.
Okay.
Hey, is there any other discussion on Conservation Commission?
That's it.
I think we've reached the end of our book.
Yes.
That so means.
Means we're all small so far.
Yeah.
We got a ways to go.
That means we leave our books here?
No.
You
can. You can leave them here if you'd like.
We'll get a packet next
and this way you can.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. This way they can add additional pages.
Oh, mine says.
And I just have one last question.
I took the correct one.
Yes.
Had my name on it. I actually followed the reference.
What's your question, Casey's missing?
There was a gentleman that spoke before that was Bruce Dixon, right?
Correct.
And the other gentleman that introduced him or said he was going to speak about it?
John Morianos.
Don.
Chairman of the Fire Commission.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And I see Amanda Balboni. Is she with the Conservation Commission?
No.
She's a resident.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's no adjournment to this, huh?
No.
Oh, see you later.
When you're done, you're done.
Okay.
Is Bruce going to come to the next workshop? Because it's a workshop.
Right, right.
I can ask him too.
So you have to call a workshop to order?
Okay. Casey, I think we're done.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next
week. Thank you, Jim.
Good night, Jim. Next time it's 6:30, right? Instead of 6.